Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Now, the arts should be social, not elitist. They should be part of everyday life. They should be in our communities, not only on elevated platforms or behind red velvet ropes, so says Brighton Festival guest director Kate Tempest. And last weekend, the festival teamed up with folk in Hangleton. This weekend, your place goes to the east of the city, and there's a diverse lineup of music, dance, theatre and spoken word on offer, with the participation of the Whitehawk communities. And I'm delighted that we're joined in the studio by some of the performers taking part in an intergenerational dance piece. And we'll hear from the dancers in a moment. First, though, choreographer Jada Tank is here. Can you tell me how did you get involved with your place in East Brighton?
So basically, I've had my company now for about 5 years, and we've been performing at the Fringe Festival every year. And we more recently became interested in this idea with talks with Three Score Dance Company, the over 60s company in Brighton. And we've always been interested in creating a piece together, this intergenerational piece. It's something we've always wanted to do. And Three Score took the idea to the main festival, and they were really interested to commission it. So that's how we kind of came about with this particular project.
So what kind of dance do you normally do? You normally do youth dance, do you?
Or well, I have a professional dance company, and it's contemporary dance with an influence of traditional Turkish folk dance, which is the dance style of my heritage. So I trained out in Turkey, learning some of the traditional dance styles back in 2011-ish. And from that, when I came back to England, I thought this folk dance could really enrich contemporary dance and could really bring something to British audiences. And then more recently than that, I've then founded a youth company which kind of works in the same aspect, but it's for dancers aged 14 to 19, and they audition every year. So they come and kind of get a bit of a flavour of what it's like to be in a professional company and to go and do these performances.
Okay, and sitting next to you is Fove, and you're one of the dancers in that company.
Yeah.
How long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing with Jada for about 4 years, but kind of dance has always been kind of part of my life.
Since you were a nappy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got one of those little videos of you sort of toddling
definitely,
around.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And so how did you feel when the suggestion came of dancing in an intergenerational piece?
I was intrigued. I've never done anything like it before. I was very interested in what it would be like to work with people completely a different age from me.
Okay, hang on. I'm gonna question them, because a lot of us will jokingly say, well, I've been around when there's been dad dancing going on. So, and I'm going to bring in Ian, one of the dancers, in a moment, and you can come back at me on this. Don't worry, you'll have your chance. But did you have a sort of sense of like, oh, might be a bit dad dancing moment?
No, I didn't, because I knew that you guys are accompanying yourselves, so you guys have been working as a dance company. So no dad dancing there, but also we'd be learning Jada's movement. So I think I was more interested to see how they'd adapt to that, because it took me a while to adapt to it. And
is there Turkish influence then in the choreography?
Definitely.
So yeah. Ian, bring you in now. So you're the Three Score Dance Company. Tell me a bit about that company and how you got involved with this piece.
We've been going it's our fifth year now, and this is our third time in the main festival. The last one was on the beach, and then before that we did something in the railway station.
Which one was it on the beach with the flying boxes? And was it that one or another one?
It was with wearing plastic macks on the hottest day in May. that our choreographer insisted on costume, and the costume was sticky plastic macks.
Okay,
and dancing on pebbles is also tough, I tell you.
So it's a bit easier at Whitehawk this weekend.
Yeah, basketball court on the Manor Road will be a lot easier. And then before that, we did one in the station, the railway station, on various performances over a weekend. So yes,
so whose suggestion was this for the Three Score Dance to get involved with Jada's company and the younger dancers?
Well, I think we surprised choreographers who come to us that we are pretty adventurous. We actually like doing different things, and the idea of an intergenerational piece had been floating around anyway. And we're keen on a kind of outreach approach. For instance, we have groups that go into, would you believe, old people's homes, helping them with movement and in a, you know, often more limited way. But the notion that anyone can move, anyone can dance, even if you're in a wheelchair, you can do stuff. So we've always had that kind of notion of connecting out, you know, and of doing things in different sites and doing free performances, as well as the stuff, you know, that we do stuff at Sadler's Wells and other places. So we've always wanted to do things that are a bit different and a bit challenging.
Jada, how did you go about the choreography then for the piece, knowing the different physical abilities potentially of the people that you've got there?
Well, to be honest, I was really keen to not patronise the dancers at all. Some of these dancers have never trained before. They started a few years ago with Three Score. So I just went, as I would with my professional company, and created a very challenging piece with lots of movement. And I thought, if they don't take to it, I can always adapt at a later date. But they did, luckily. They just went in full force and were happy to take on the challenge. So actually, it worked out really well. And we are doing some pretty challenging choreography.
So it's I think it's about 20 minutes, isn't it, the piece?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ian, how challenging was it for you?
I enjoy it. I think occasionally we've had choreographers who take the opposite view to Jada and do, not exactly they're patronising, but they think, you know, we're older. I mean, I'm 74. They kind of think, oh, you know, 74-year-olds, we can't move around. And I prefer to move. I like moving and I enjoy dance. I've only been involved with contemporary dance for the last 5 years and had no involvement with dance before, but I've enjoyed it. I mean, it's been great, and the professionals especially and the young people have been really fine. You know, they've been really helpful and easy to work with.
So, Fev, what's the story of the dance, without giving it away, to encourage people to come along and have a look at the weekend?
I think it's to challenge views that people might think, because you're older, you can't move. It's for everyone. We want everyone to see it.
Well, and also that young people only dance in one way,
exactly.
I would suggest, as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Turkish ritualistic traditional movement also coming to us as young people who are British. And I think it's to challenge those views and to show that everyone can move in a different way.
So, Jada, how are the tickets going, or is it sort of turn up at the door?
It's actually unticketed. You can turn up and it's free. We've had a lot of interest. So last week I had a professional dance show and the youth company had a show, and they were both sellouts. So all the people that missed out on that are definitely coming this weekend. So we've got a lot of interest for it. But luckily, because it's outside, we can kind of fill the grassy bank with audience members. So hopefully the more the merrier, really. We want lots of people there, so...
So tell us about the venue, Ian. Whereabouts in Whitehawk is this show?
This is the Manor Gym on Manor Road. So it's a bit out of the way, and we hope people are prepared to make the journey, but it's not too bad. You can get a number 1 or 1A bus, drops you at the bottom of Manor Road and walk up.
I live on that bus route. It's not out of the way at all.
No, exactly. So I mean, obviously, I live on the other side of Brighton. And I'm one of the Hove people. So, you know, it's a bit of a trek over that way, but we're just hoping that people will see it as an interesting opportunity for something that's free. And we're talking about, you know, really talented, amazing professionals in Jada's company. And people are getting a chance to see these people free, who are superb performers.
And it's both Saturday and the Sunday afternoon. And are you looking forward to anything else going on at Whitehawk? Because there is sort of a great variety of stuff going on up there over the weekend, I see.
Well, I know after our Saturday performance, Kate Tempest has an evening, so I managed to get the last 6 tickets for that were going.
All right, so that's,
we'll be staying
that's
on,
sold
we'll be
out.
We'll staying that, on for the Saturday
that's
evening.
That's just you boasting. No one else can go.
Hopefully there'll be other people there.
And you guys, are you going to be able to see anything else at Whitehawk?
We hope so, yeah, because I think it is. I mean, it's great that you can do stuff out in the open. I mean, I like these still what were labelled often site-specific things within the festival. I think that's one of the joys of the festival.
What's your costume this time, though?
Well, it's a really nice costume, but if people want to see the costume, there is a really nice trailer that Cheda's boyfriend has produced, who is a really professional, and you can get it on either. I think it's on our website, which is Three Score Dance, or Jada's website, and it'll give people an idea. And you can see the costume. I'm not going to describe it. Tell people to go look at it.
You won't be too hot, though, this time.
No plastic max.
Okay. Well, thank you very much to Jada, Ian and Fove, and their piece Three Score Dance will be performed at the Manor Gym Basketball Court this Saturday and Sunday at 4:15 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.